Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida. It's a rainy day. It's just starting to rain. And, you know how our internet goes here, so be prepared for us to maybe drop out.
Do you need a hair thing? I got one right.
No, I'm going to go grab one. I'm going to go grab one because I have to grab my rubber bands for my teeth.
Right. We need lots of bands and materials.
I have Invisalign. I'm straightening my teeth at my advanced age.
That's awesome.
And now I have fucking rubber bands. Fucking rubber bands like I had when I was 12.
You know, we're offline conversation.
Okay. I'm going to go.
Go ahead. Did dogs get braces? Have dogs ever gotten braces? I wonder. What do you want, doggy? But I know that sounds strange, but somehow I can see there must be a dog dentist because dogs have teeth. And rich people would probably spend money to get their dog's teeth cleaned. Would they get them straightened? I mean, I don't know. And really, who gives a flying shit? I watched that hearing last night, so.
I'll use the headphones to hold my stupidly long COVID pretend excuse that I didn't get a haircut for so long hair.
Number one, did dogs ever get braces? And number two, did you listen to the hearings last night, to the hearing?
Oh, a lot of them. Yeah.
A lot of dogs get braces?
No, I answered the second question first. We'll get to the hearings.
Right.
Of course there's dog dentists.
Braces?
I don't know about that. I mean,
is there a dog out there that wears a night guard?
Well, no, you can't. Good luck with that. Dog what? Orthodontist
Jesus
near me.
Fucking Christ.
Auto completes on Google.
Oh my God. Sorry, Shelby. I don't know, man.
Find a veterinary dental specialist.
Right. Jeez.
There's a veterinary dentist, oral surgeons.
Yes.
And here at Orlando Veterinary Dentistry, Ryan, they have orthodontic services, braces for dogs and cats.
Oh, my cat has braces? I mean, come on, man. I mean, shit.
Obviously, the animals need to be sedated when this shit is applied every single time, right?
It's tough to explain to a cat what you're doing to them. I mean, there's no other way for them to perceive this is torture. Do you think it would be tough to put Shelby's rubber bands on?
Well, I would think they don't have rubber
bands.
She's
not doing any of that shit, man. She won't even put on a one of those radar dishes. Not at all. What are you looking at?
There's pictures of these dogs with these devices on their teeth. It's kind of amazing. Look at that science out there.
Wow, guys.
I mean, thank you, Jesus. It is Faithless Friday. So we need to give credit where credit should be due, right? Everything's from the Lord.
I've been looking at all these pictures from the James Webb's Webb Telescope.
Yes.
And thank you. I've never thanked you for all the shit out there. That's some amazing shit. I mean, let me understand something. When we're looking in that telescope or the images, those images are 7,000 plus years old.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Is that right?
Yes, and much more.
God, so you're actually, it's so far away, it's in the past.
Well, we're looking billions, so they're billions of light years away. So we're looking, what, 10, 12, 13 billion light years back when the farthest ones, I don't know if they've zoomed in on the farthest ones yet.
Yeah.
But the pictures we've been getting is so shit that's amazing.
If we wanted to go there, it would take 7,000 fucking years. Right? I mean, is that true?
It would take 16 billion years.
16 billion years. Oh.
Or it would take billions of years at Why? The speed of light.
Why?
Because that's how long the light is taking to get here. Or took to get here.
Then why are people saying it's like 7,600 years old, the shit we're looking at?
Who?
The some fucking website.
The Bible people?
No. No,
the shit they're looking at may be 7,000 light years away.
Right.
But the telescope is capable of seeing billions of light years out.
Why the fuck aren't we looking at that shit?
Well,
why are we looking at this dumb shit firing that's just 7,000 fucking years away?
They're still calibrating.
I want the other shit. Fuck this shit.
Well, the close up is really fucking cool,
right?
Too.
No. I want to see that shit way up.
7,000 years. So yes, it would take, at the speed of light, it would take right. 7,000 years.
What's out there?
And that would be, you would experience 7,000 years on your spaceship.
Uh-huh.
But here on Earth, a whole lot more time would go by because of that whole theory of relativity and shit.
God, the whole theory of being on a spaceship for 7,000. Well, I mean, you know, you'd be alive for just a little bit of that, I guess. But depending, right? Is there anything?
Maybe you get frozen or some shit.
Oh, that's true. You can go into hypersleep.
So, yes, there are orthodontists for dogs, Ryan. There right. We go. We all learned something today.
The universe is infinite.
Except for those listeners who are like, well, you morons, of course. Yeah, yeah.
They're not listening anymore. They're like, fuck this, man.
I didn't say join us on Twitter. That's the one we check during the show when we're live. And we also have Facebook and Instagram.
Yay.
Sparsely tended. Sorry.
Woo. Instagram is eventually going to float out into the ocean, I think, with climate change.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines. It's Faithless Friday. We got some Jesus-y stories coming up.
Jeebus, what's going on?
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Iffy.
God, I was going to say this picture is bad even for him, but, yeah. You know, Steve Bannon convicted.
Oh, my God. Congratulations, Steve. You're going to go. You're going to Aryan heaven. You're going to be surrounded by a bunch of Nazis in jail.
The jury was out like, what, 10 minutes? I mean,
yeah, they wanted
that happens, you know, you're probably doomed. But there's, you know, or there's no way in hell that a jury would have unanimously acquitted him.
Right.
My worry was that there'd be some lunatic Trump asshole who loved him and wouldn't convict him no matter what.
Yeah. They probably held out long enough just to get lunch and then
3 hours.
Like, I want the sandwich platter and then I'm going to send Steve Bannon to jail.
And it is Friday. That. They don't want to have to go back on Monday.
Fuck no. Not for this fuck.
And I know you're like, well, that's not how the wheels of justice should work. That's exactly how the wheels of justice should work when you're sitting on a jury. How do we get lunch? How do we great? Should we keep going till we get that great dinner?
And this to me is such a weird case. Like, you would have to stretch it into another meal break because let me understand. This is how I understand that case. Bannon was subpoenaed.
How?
Bannon was subpoenaed by the January 6th committee. Oh, the bone.
The bone, the chicken thingy with the faux chicken bacon wrapped around it.
No, it's real chicken.
Faux bacon.
But it's fake.
Faux bacon.
But it's bacon. It's chicken
strips.
But it's chicken to make it look like bacon because does the dog know that that looks like bacon? Or does it
I don't think
matter
she
gives to her?
A fuck. She's going to go peel that off and then obsess over the bone for a while.
A lot of dog treats, I imagine. A lot of like what the treat looks like is all about the person buying it.
Yes.
So like when you see like a snossage,
right?
Why do they look like little hot dogs? Why do they do that? The dogs don't give a flying fuck if it's in a bun looking thing.
Exactly.
That's for me.
I don't know what the alternative would be. This is like clumps of
just make it clumps of shit. The dogs don't give a fuck.
Federal jury today found former Donald Trump advisor Steve Bannon guilty of contempt for ignoring subpoenas from the House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 insurrection.
Subpoena.
After 3 hours of deliberation, the jury found Bannon guilty on two counts of contempt of Congress.
Yes.
Which carry a minimum sentence of 30 days. So he's going to jail.
Wait, I thought he could go to jail for 2 years.
Well, that's the minimum is 30 days.
No, I can't do the minimum with this guy.
But fines of up to $100,000.
Okay.
Bannon's team rested their case on Thursday without calling any defense witnesses, including Bannon himself, instead asking the judge to just acquit him.
Can you just let
Sounds
me
like
go?
Sounds like he's doing this sovereign citizen bullshit.
Let me go. Would you mind? No problem, Steve. No problem, blotch Nazi.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Molly Gaston said during closing arguments the subpoenas were straightforward and that Bannon chose to blow them off. Our government only works if people show up. It only works if people play by the rules. It only works if people are held accountable for when they do not, she said.
Right.
After the House January 6th committee issued the subpoenas, Bannon was quoted by the Daily Mail.
Yes.
As responding, I stand with Trump and the Constitution. Jesus Christ. I stand with Trump and the Constitution.
How's that working out for you?
Good God.
When does he, so then he gets sentenced. Then we sit around and wait for his fucking ass to get sentenced, right?
True.
Yay. Jeez.
Has served as Trump's fervent supporter and unofficial advisor for years, bragged about his own starring role in the January 6th hearings.
Yay.
But he has warned Trump supporters the committee is out to get them.
Yes. No, wait a second. That is true. They absolutely, that's their job, you fucks.
J6, the committee, is about shutting down the army of the awakened, he said on his War Room podcast. The Army of the Awakened. It's a heavy metal group, right?
Oh, is it? Yeah. But that is their job, Steve. Their job is to come get you and all your little fucking minion friends. That's their job, you dumb shit. They're out to get me. You wanted to overturn the government.
They're shutting down Trump, but it's also coming after you, he said. See, there it is. There's that fascist bullshit.
I don't know.
The other side's evil. They're coming for you.
You guys.
Not that their policies suck. They're coming for you.
If there's any maggots hate listening, I mean, thanks. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and buy the lube you need to jack off every time you hear Hannity.
Ooh.
God, I mean, all of this shit happens because you guys are dumb as fuck. Right? I mean, you're just dumb as shit. That's why Bannon appeals to you. You're dumb fucking little racist Nazi fucks.
Yeah, you can also just be a racist Nazi fuck and not be so dumb.
Oh, that's true. Right. But do you hear some of these people though, like at the some of the clips they played at the on the hearings where they were showing the little maggots out there listening to Trump's video on Twitter.
True.
I mean, it's so dumb. And that was at
true.
These are the elite maggots.
But yeah, that is,
but these are the maggots. Those people are the capital M maggots. They showed up and they are all stupid and armed.
Yeah.
God.
That's what we get. That's what we get. That's the headline over at the HuffPo. I'm betting the Drudge Report is probably similar.
Jeebus.
The headline there. Oh, no. I'm incorrect. It is a couple lines, you know, they put a couple lines over above right.
Right. It's usually something about Monica Lewinsky.
It does say Bannon guilty, contempt of Congress, faces 2 years in prison. So he can get 30 days to 2 years.
We'll give him 2 years. Jeez, he's a Nazi.
Rich race to unload Lux. What does that mean? Oh, they're trying to offload luxury properties.
Okay.
Oh.
Right. That's sad. So are you selling it a deal?
The rich now seem to be paying attention to prices and their income.
What?
Lament high-end agents in hot spots like Miami and San Francisco. Whee! So they're worried about a recession.
Right, right. I got to sell this dumb fucking house to some... who the fuck is going to buy your shit?
After a decade of feeling invincible, the tech industry is suddenly facing something new, financial insecurity. Valuations are down, layoffs are up, startup funding no longer feels limitless, and an air of fear has started to permeate the sector as bosses and workers alike adjust to harsher version of reality.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what are you doing with a mansion in San Francisco? Could you imagine... Like a normal house in San Francisco has got to be a few million dollars.
Oh, yeah. Crazy.
And you're not going to be able to afford the payments on it and shit.
In cities like San Francisco, New York, Miami, luxury real estate agents I hope they'll be okay. Luxury real estate agents are starting to notice the effects of the tech downturns on their business. As wealthy tech clients grapple with the fact that raises, bonuses, and job offers no longer seem as inevitable as they did a few months ago.
You know what? I was thinking about this. You know, I could almost live in like a penthouse with a pool, you know, in my own private pool with a 360 view. It just has to be in VR. That's all. That's the only catch.
Like, welcome to the Matrix.
But then I still have to buy that house from someone.
Yeah.
But it's a house, right? I mean, I'm in there. I'm looking around and shit. What's the difference?
Neo had to take that red pill. Could have had a great life with the blue pill. Yeah, but like, fuck it.
Right.
So there you go. Those are the headlines. This Faithless Friday, everybody.
That's right, Pat.
Also, Vince McMahon now is officially out. Just for those that are
how much money
wondering how Vince is doing.
Did he pay out in those settlements? Like 12
million? 12 million.
12 million.
Well, it was four different women, Ryan. So
much money. I mean, I'm just saying, what the fuck did he do? He must have done some horrible fucking shit.
World Wrestling Entertainment CEO Vince McMahon announced today that he was fully retiring.
Sunday. Boy, are you shocked? I am so shocked.
After decades of leading the company founded by his father, a move that comes after WWE's board said in June it was investigating allegations of sexual misconduct against him.
Damn, Vince!
The Wall Street Journal reported earlier that the married McMahon had paid more than $12 million to four women, all of whom had been affiliated?
I don't know.
All of who had been affiliated with the WWE.
Right.
Over the past 16 years to cover up claims of sexual misconduct and infidelity.
Oops.
He said in June he was stepping back from his role as CEO.
Yes.
And chairman of WWE while the board's probe proceeded, installing his daughter, Stephanie McMahon, as interim CEO. How do we not have royalty in this country, this world?
Let me understand
when this
something.
Bullshit is what's happening. And he got the company from his father.
Right. And the company paid out, not Vince McMahon, right?
I don't know about
the
that.
The money. The 12 million.
No, I think it might have been him, but.
I mean, so his wife's running it, and he's just not, he doesn't go to work anymore.
Daughter.
Oh, his daughter.
His daughter, Stephanie.
So what does Vince McMahon do? Go home?
He said at the time, though, he would retain control over creative content.
Stephanie. The fucking, whatever.
Creative content.
I don't know. I don't know if there's any wrestling fans, but I mean, what would creative content be?
The story.
Hey, brother! I'm gonna come over there and teabag you.
Who's got a vendetta against who? It's very, very profound.
I'm gonna come over there and put your head between my legs and power drive out. Let me just put on weird outfits and yell.
He still remains a majority shareholder with about 32% of the stock.
Wow, sounds like he's suffering.
Today he announced that Stephanie and WWE president Nick Khan were taking over as co-CEOs permanently, right, and that his daughter would become chairman.
Right.
He will have no longer have any role in creative content.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
How are those brilliant storylines going to... How are we going to keep that going without this rapey little... I mean, did he have enough time to do any work while he was there? Or was he just like being a big creepo?
He tweeted, at 77, time for me to retire. Thank you, WWE Universe. Then, period. Now, period. Forever. Period. Together. Hashtag WWE. Hashtag thankful.
Period. $12 million. Today. Period. I don't understand. Yeah. Lots of squirting for Vince. I think you left in disgrace, didn't you? I mean, it's time for you to leave, is it? You just spent $12
million. I would also
like
to thank my family for mightily contributing to our success. I would also like to thank all of our past and present superstars and employees for their dedication and passion to our brand.
And to all the employees out there that I was creepy with, that I assaulted, I want to say I'm sorry, but thank you for taking my money, I guess. I don't know. What a creep. No apology for the shit he did?
Guess who was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame?
Vince McMahon.
Oh, undoubtedly.
Yeah.
Donald J. Trump.
Well, yeah, he's very athletic.
Trump is a WWE Hall of Fame inductee.
Oh, my
Before
God.
Becoming president, he participated in wrestling shows put on by the company.
When was he inducted? When? Trump.
I don't have that information.
I don't know. You should disavow the Nazi. I call on the WWE to kick Donald J. Trump out of their Hall of Fame immediately. Crab Diving calls for that.
You're officially calling for that?
I'm officially calling for Vince McMahon to, Donald Trump to be stricken from their Hall of Fame. He's a Nazi. I'm sorry.
So thoughts and prayers to Vince McMahon.
Hey, Vince, congrats on your retirement. Don't sexually assault anyone else, okay?
As he sails off into the sunset, I wonder what Vince is worth. Let's check the internet because we know it's all true.
That's right, Pat.
Vince McMahon.
And if you're around Vince,
net worth.
Be careful. Right? How much?
$2.4 billion
from fucking wrestling,
Ryan.
God, America, God damn it!
This other one says 1.8, so around two.
What the fuck? You motherfuckers made wrestling a $2 billion industry.
Yeah. Forbes.
God.
Forbes says 2.4.
Sir, I don't know. Isn't
God
that
damn
on some level that's depressing, right? Because, I mean, I don't know, man. I guess we love it more than anything. We love wrestling. That's
well,
our culture.
You know, I don't have a
Salt
problem.
Life.
I mean, I have a problem with
so
billionaires,
trashy.
But I don't have a problem with someone
is it
you know,
bad?
Getting rich over doing something like that. But
yeah,
you know, yes. There's a
He's
limit.
A big creep.
And
God.
Should be taxed. High. 70% until Reagan took a shank to it.
I mean, he
was the top marginal rate. And that was in
right.
1980? It was in the 90 percentile range back in the 50s and 60s, which is the time they supposedly jerk off to as the wonderful time
oh, yeah,
that everybody
yeah.
was prosperous.
Right. Well, God.
Get those motherfuckers to pay taxes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm fine. I'm fine that our culture is all about wrestling, and that's good.
That's and you're going to have to accept that with technology and everything, there's going to be a lot of people who just aren't going to have jobs that where right. they can work and toil and slave away to earn whatever bizarre monetary remuneration yeah. you feel they deserve. It's just right. it's just not going to be feasible. We're going to need a UBI of some sort of,
right.
of where you're just like, look, we're so rich. Here's a house. And here's some cash every month so you don't fucking starve.
Yeah, everybody gets their little cube house dropped off at their point or something. He's worth $2
billion? $2.4 according to
and
Forbes.
He was fined 12, he settled or paid out $12 million. Wow.
Chump change.
That's nothing. That's chump no change. Money. $2 billion is so many millions. Well, it's a lot of money. What does he do with it?
So he would be $2.26 billion if he had to pay out that again right now.
Oh, okay. Right? Jesus. I don't know.
Are you doing my maths right?
I don't know. I really would have to open up my calculator app on my desktop computer to figure that one.
Wait, no.
It would be
because a billion
even,
is a thousand million.
Right. It's not even going to make a difference. It's not a blip.
So that's not even, right, it's not right, even right.
a fucking blip.
So it's if it's 2.400. 2.400.
It's all wrestling, man.
Then
it's
it would
like...
be 2.3986.
The people out there that love wrestling, what am I missing? What am I missing? I just don't get how that's the most popular thing on the planet. People love it.
I know there are people. I know a lot of people that are really big fans of.
Yeah. Do you like it?
I'm okay. It's not my thing.
Okay.
But you know, I don't think people are crazy for watching it.
Right.
Really. I mean,
have you ever watched any of it?
Sure. What? I had an uncle that was a professional
oh, that's right.
wrestler.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Back in the day when they didn't fake hitting you in the head with a chair, you just had to go get stitches at the end of the night and deal with it.
You're telling me, to me, it's crazy that the guy that I saw last night in those fucking outtakes. Yes. And that speech at the hearing is in the Hall of Fame for anything. What a fucking
anonymous. I can't. Might as well talk about that. Donald Trump. Well, gee,
it's a hard word for him.
So the hearings were again last night, and we basically, I don't know if there was a lot of new info. I mean, we have the videos of him.
Oh, the Secret Service stuff with Pence.
Some of the Secret Service stuff, but there was some news that came out yesterday too that they're lawyering up and everyone's like, "What?"
Yeah.
What?
Well, there's some dirty shit going on.
But entertaining nonetheless.
Yeah.
And it was about the 187, was it, minutes?
Yeah.
Between when Trump ended his speech.
Right.
I meet you down there.
Right.
And when he grudgingly, with what seemed to be large caliber weapons aimed at him just off camera, finally said, you know, go home. Yeah. I guess go home.
It was wild to me that he hung out in his coat for like 45 minutes and kept the motorcade there because he really thought he was going to go to the Capitol.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's in his coat. Didn't you say a long time ago that there's some family party or something and somebody got mad and they got their coat and sat there?
That was my grandmother.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just laughing about Trump.
Multiple family gets together. His grandma was like, give me my coat. I'm going home.
Trump's just pouting in his coat. He won't
then
take
one
his...
of my uncles would, you know, say something akin to go home, old lady, or something like that. It was really, it's really some fascinating stuff.
He was like an angry old man. That's what it seemed like.
But very funny. Everybody, we had a really funny family. They were funny when they were insulting each other.
Oh, I was talking about Trump just then. I wasn't saying.
I'm just saying. That's, you know, that's probably one of the reasons somebody left angry all the time.
Yeah.
Because it was just.
You're having fun.
A viper pit.
You're having fun.
Yeah.
And then
somebody. Ball busting and everybody laughing, having a good time. But then somebody would just, you know.
Have one too many.
Crossed the line.
Right.
Frequently my mother.
Just one too many.
My uncle, my other uncle. And, you know.
It's going to get interesting.
Then the joke wouldn't be taken quite as well. So there's a lot. Faithless Friday.
Jesus.
Everybody. Let's play a clip of some crazy ass Christian lunatic. I know that. Narrows it down.
Right.
Well, this is, I guess he's a Christian nationalist. Nick Fuentes.
It sounds so casual. He's just a Christian nationalist.
Yeah, I guess he is.
Nine!
I think we played this one almost a month ago, but.
Oh, okay.
Just to remind you.
Yes.
If Ruth Bader Ginsburg...
That's really loud. I know we did play this one.
If a Jewish woman didn't die last year so that Amy Coney Barrett, a Catholic woman, could be appointed to the bench, we would still have Roe versus Wade. Now you tell me that this is a Judeo-Christian country. Now you tell me that this is a Judeo-Christian movement. You tell me that it doesn't matter that you have a lot of these Jewish people in government.
What an asshole. These Jewish.
He later
people.
Says Catholics were put on the earth to overturn Roe versus Wade. Catholics were started, I don't know, a couple thousand years ago solely to end Roe versus Wade starting in 1973.
Well, okay, maybe that's true. That's some weird math, but that's true. They're also, are they also put on this earth to molest children? Just wondering. Just wondering.
And he says, those that don't serve Christ should not be allowed to hold public office.
Okay.
Just a reminder. here he is yesterday. This might be loud.
Our grandparents were right.
Or stupidly quiet. Jesus God, guy. Make up your mind here.
Our grandparents were right. Okay? Our grandparents were right. Our grandparents fought in World War II, and our grandparents built the skyscrapers, and our grandparents built this country, and you know what? They had certain attitudes, and they were right, okay? And our parents thought that our grandparents were crazy. You know, our parents were like, Mom, Dad.
Our grandparents were all racist and sexist and shit. You know, it's okay to backhand the wife when you get home if she mouths off.
Is this guy in the breakfast room or something at his house recording this shit?
Oh, undoubtedly. You know, he's in the basement, I'm sure. His mom's house.
What an angry little incel.
Our parents thought that our grandparents were crazy. You know, our parents were like, Mom, Dad, you know, you really shouldn't treat people like that. You know, that's really prejudiced. And, you know, Mom, Dad, I'm going to do whatever I want. And now you have shirtless black people accosting you.
What?
A very expensive resort in Las Vegas. So clearly our grandparents were right. Okay, they weren't politically correct, and they weren't...
I don't know what he's talking about, shirtless
black
people.
Did he say shirtless black people?
Shirtless black people accosting you in Vegas.
Does that happen?
I don't know what he's talking
about. Is that a stage show?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Bull accosting you in a very expensive resort in Las Vegas. So clearly our grandparents were right. Okay, they weren't politically correct... and they were in fact racist, but they were right. And Generation Z has got to.
They were in fact racist.
Wait.
But they were right.
At a very nice restaurant, a very nice luxury resort in Las Vegas. These are where the shirtless black people
apparently
are accosting.
Some shirtless black people
him.
Were accosting somebody. I don't know what he's talking about.
People accosting you. In a very expensive resort in Las Vegas. So clearly our grandparents were right. Okay, they weren't politically correct, and they were in fact racist, but they were right. And Generation Z has got to recover the lost wisdom of our racist grandparents. That's the real red pill. That's the real task at hand. It's our job. We are called as members of Generation Z to rediscover the lost prejudice and racism of our grandparents. Our grandparents were right.
You know, it's
Nick Fuentes, everybody.
You know, Nick, I listen to this show and You're just, you know, Rachel Maddow also opens her show with a monologue, and you never know where she's going with it.
Oh, it's very similar.
Very similar.
Generation Z has got to recover the lost wisdom of our racist grandparents.
We got to dig up our... We got to dig up the smarts of our dead, dumb, racist fucking...
The lost wisdom.
Inbred.
Of our racist grandparents.
We got to find their marbles. We got to recover their lost wisdom.
I think a lot of us have, to be honest with you. I mean, yeah. Is there a question?
We're recovering their lost wisdom.
No, I think it's already been recovered. The racism never went away. It never needed to be recovered.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the parents weren't always the ones that went, oh, daddy, you're so racist.
Right, right. Sometimes
frequently the apple don't fall far from the tree.
Right.
That was, they had 9 kids. There was one liberal.
Oh my God. Of course.
So there were still 8 of them that were like, yeah, woohoo, yeah.
Shit, man.
That's Nick Fuentes.
Recovering the lost wisdom.
Oh, no, here's... God, there must have been a gathering. This is... we played this guy, who I think is the Canadian.
Yeah, the Canadian Nick Fuentes.
Who... says, Nick Fuentes and his fellow white nationalists, when they gathered at Las Vegas last weekend, so they must have had like a little convention in Vegas.
Yeah, and then something happened.
And apparently some black person without a shirt on confronted them.
God, Vegas sounds like a scary place. You can just wander upon the Nick Fuentes convention.
Because here is Tyler Russell on his show bitching about kind of the same thing, but nobody gave us deets.
Okay.
They feel the need to prove to you that, oh, I'm not racist. I know I'm older and I know I'm a Trump supporter, but I'm not racist, okay? As long as we like the same football team, as long as, you know, we're watching SportsCenter together, then it's all good. It doesn't, nothing else matters, right? Nothing else matters. We should be going back to what the older generation truly believes in their hearts, right? And I wish that we could go back to this very, very much sooner. But we will eventually get there. Back to the 1950s, back to the Middle Ages.
Middle Ages? Really? Yeah, dumb
he's
fuck?
Wistful for the Middle Ages.
I mean, what kind of shape are you in? You got to get a suit of armor, learn how to swing a sword, ride a horse. You got to kill shit with a bow and arrow. I mean, it's a, you know, the Middle Ages were different. There weren't cars, motherfucker.
Lordy, lordy.
I want to go back to the Middle Ages.
In the 1950s, the Middle Ages.
Who is that fuckhead? That's not Nick. That's another one.
That's on the same network. It's he's on Nick Fuentes' network.
Ooh.
Tyler Russell.
Tyler.
With one L.
Rising star in the fuckhead. In fuckheaddom. Is it true Nick Fuentes?
I guess.
I don't know. Is it true Nick Fuentes is angling to host the Grammys next year?
Don't forget this guy.
Sissification of America.
That's Stu Peters.
No, that's Teddy Daniels, the guy that ran for lieutenant governor in Pennsylvania and somehow lost.
Yeah, you know, it is actually crazy that I thought the guy running for lieutenant governor in the primary in a... Was he in the primary?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he lost in the primary.
I mean, he does
Republican
sound
primary.
Like Stu Peters, man.
Yeah, they all have that... You know,
very angry,
really angry.
What's likable really about that again? Tone. I'm trying to figure this out.
If you're one of them, then you feel kinship.
You're such a racist that you got to hang out with. You want to hang out with assholes all day. That's who you're relegated to.
Yeah, it's the asshole.
Because
movement.
You're an asshole. I mean,
it's the movement of assholery.
Right.
There are cycles of nature. But one of the things the Bible tells us is as long as the earth remains, then seasons will also remain. That there will be the spring, there will be the summer, there will be the fall, the harvest, there will be the winter. Seasons are a real thing. And yet, if we want to be practical and objective about this, I remember several decades ago when we were told the most dangerous, scary things there were the holes in the ozone, mm-hmm. and there could be acid rain. I haven't heard anybody mention a hole in an ozone or acid rain literally in decades.
By the way, scientists recently discovered a pretty significant hole in the ozone again.
Yeah.
Anybody mention a hole in an ozone or acid rain literally in decades? Did those things disappear, or were they never the problem they were pretended to be? And this is where we are with a lot of the climate change hoax and narrative.
The climate change hoax and narrative. This is Right Wing Watch says Christian nationalist Tim Barton. Christian nationalist with these rubber bands. Yesterday is a hard word. Yesterday is a hard word for me. Mm-hmm. We got to get to those Trump tapes.
Yeah, I know. But the holes in the ozone, they did stuff about this.
They banned CFCs and stuff like that.
Yes. I saw a meme about this.
And it helped. But guess what?
What?
There's a story from September 2020,
2021. Yeah.
Rebuilding the ozone layer, how the world came together for the ultimate repair job.
Right. They did do that. They did it.
Aerosols, foams, refrigerators, and air conditioners were all refit, retooled.
Who is this Kraken we're listening to?
He's creepy one looking, of these assholes.
Mormon looking guy. Sorry, Mormons.
No. Tim Barton, president of... Wait a second.
There are cycles of nature, but one of the things the Bible tells us.
President of wall builders.
Wall builders. Let's do a big thick rail of coke.
Like, I'll build the wall.
Oh, well, okay.
Wall builders.
Oh. It's not like. They're racists.
Yes. They want that giant wall electrified to roast Mexicans.
Man, what an asshole. He just sounds, his voice is, God, what an asshole. He's a preacher.
The climate change thing just still doesn't.
I'm a Christian nationalist.
It just baffles me. It fucking baffles me. I don't look outside. You motherfuckers, look outside. Look at the world right now.
You know, this.
The weather.
Right. Okay. Yeah, the weather. And there's also these maggots.
Well, that's who I'm talking to.
Well, good luck.
The ones that think the climate change is a hoax.
You know, I told you about the maggot that did my open mic on Tuesday. He did it a few weeks ago, and he always wears a DeSantis hat, and he has some type of MAGA shirt, and he is so fucking.
How's the crowd response?
Irritating. Nobody likes him. Nobody likes that shit. He
doesn't get any laughs?
No, because he sucks. But he's been badgering me he thinks I have a tape of his set. I don't, and I wish I did. He's like, it'll be easy to find if you just fast forward through. I'm the guy in the Ron DeSantis hat and the MAGA shirt. I said, I know!
Trust me. Believe me,
I know.
We know who you are.
Oh, but my point is, he's a colossal asshole. When all these people are just assholes.
Yes.
An asshole.
Yeah. The hearings, some of the highlights was the obvious blatant trolling of Josh Hawley.
Yes. They
showed
was
footage
genius.
Of him riling up the crowd, walking with his fist pumped, raised.
Yeah.
And then the next clip is him scurrying out of the Capitol, running through the hall.
Right.
There's two different clips of him. One literally running from side to side through frame.
It's weird to show solidarity with people and then at the same time run like a little bitch from them.
Oh, see, now this is the kind of stuff I approve of.
Right.
This is, and we need more of it. This is the kind of shit Fetterman is doing. Missouri Democrats now are planning a Hall and Hawley 5K race after the GOP senator was shown running from January 6th riders.
Genius!
This is the stuff we need.
That's right.
Mock them. Mockery is their kryptonite. It really is.
Right.
It makes them crazy.
Yeah.
That's why they ban it.
Right.
In fascist dictatorships, you can't make fun of them. You can't make fun of the ruling party. You can't make jokes.
You know that that you said that made me think of that article in Axios about what he wants to do. What Schittler's planning if he's president again, that whole thing. I mean, like he's already ready to go if he gets elected. You remember in 2000 when he won that first time?
Oh, he didn't know what he was doing.
Now everything's ready to go. Oh,
yeah.
So please.
It'll be the end of democracy.
Vote for whoever the fuck is going to beat that guy.
We don't need Congress. We've decided.
Yay.
So, Holly, that was one of the highlights.
That was amazing.
And, of course, the Trump outtakes.
Right.
Where, here you go. I love the way, is this the one where they say, whenever you're ready, and he does nothing, and he does nothing, and he does nothing, he's like, just tell me when to go. And they say, whenever you're ready, sir.
Where are the outtakes from Obama, from his weird moments? Where are they?
So he's like pointing at weird shit, and this is in the Oval. He's pointing.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack yesterday, and to those who broke the law.
So he stopped that one and did this weird hand gesture.
I have a name for that. That hand gesture.
Yes,
he did that. It's called the hand dolphin.
The hand dolphin.
It's a hand dolphin.
It's very strange. It's very, very weird.
I'm gonna start doing that when I'm hand done dolphin. On stage. I'm gonna do it. I think it's effective.
There's a little flourish at the end. It's very weird.
Where did he learn that? Why is he so bizarre?
That's the way he says cut, I guess, to the
I can
hear or whatever. He's doing another take.
I understand Trump in ways like I get why he's a Nazi because he's a racist fuck. There's no other way he could be, right? I understand that. But some of the weirdness, I don't understand where the hand dolphin comes from.
Yeah, the drinking water very strangely.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack yesterday. And to those who broke the law, you will pay. You do not represent our movement. You do not represent our country. And if you broke the law, you can't say that. I'm not going to. I already said you will pay.
I'm not going to say that. You already said you will pay.
Right now, there are policemen getting beaten. Right, while right. he's filming this, yes. there's combat going on right. at the Capitol.
Reluctantly filming this. Reluctantly.
And he's got the handoffing going on.
I'm not going to. I already said you will pay. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defied the seat of dust. It's defiled, right? See, I can't see it very well.
He slammed the desk, and he blames his shitty reading skills. See, I can't see it. I can't see the telegram.
I'll do it live. Play it off. I'll do it live.
I can't see the telegram. I can't see it.
Bill O'Reilly. Oh, go ahead. I'm so sorry.
No, he's a shitty reader.
But this is Bill O'Reilly level shit, almost. Almost.
Seat of dust, it's defiled, right? See, I can't see it very well. Okay, I'll do this. I'm going to do this. Let's go.
Stupid fuck.
But this election is now over. Congress has certified the results. I don't want to say the election's over.
I don't want to say the election's over.
There are people down there using flagpoles as spears, beating people.
But this election is now over. Congress has certified the results. I don't want to say the election's over. I just want to say Congress has certified the results without saying the election's over, okay?
But Congress has certified. Now Congress has
certified. Yeah, right.
Now.
That's Ivanka, by the way, right. helping him. Now Congress. But Congress.
You know, that moment.
But you'll notice what she's not doing.
Arguing with him.
She's not vocal frying.
Oh.
But Congress. But
Right. She's being assertive with him.
She ain't vocal frying.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't, she's not thinking anyone's ever going to hear this.
Right. Oh my God.
She's not performing for us.
Why would they think that no one would hear these outtakes?
Now Congress.
Yeah, right.
Now Congress.
I didn't say
it. Now Congress is doing it. Now Congress.
Don't go to the paragraph.
Not daddy. Now Congress.
You know when he says, okay at the end of that thing. We're going to do, starting an okay, that okay moment.
Yeah.
That's William Shatner. He's channeling, that is Bill Shatner.
Okay. I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack yesterday. Yesterday is a hard word for me.
Just take it out. Yesterday is a hard word for me.
That's a tough word.
Yesterday is a hard word for me. This kills him. More than anything else.
Yes.
Getting out in that tape.
Right.
Is the fact that yesterday is hard. It was trending on Twitter all day.
Yesterday was hard. While he's having trouble saying that sentence, they're like, how are we going to get Mike Pence out of the fucking Capitol without dying?
Yesterday is hard. I just had 7 happy meals while I was sitting watching, hoping that our side would win.
Man, he's still president right now when this was going down, right? He hasn't left.
I mean, allegedly.
Yeah. This is how it ended. This is how his fucking presidency ended. We all underestimated how fucked up and crazy it was going to get, didn't we?
No,
I did.
Not all of us.
Well, I didn't think we'd end this with the Capitol getting stormed.
I mean, there
I
was
guess.
Definitely a worst case scenario, and we, you know, we met one of those.
Right.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack yesterday. Yesterday is a hard word for me.
Just take
that. Ah, good. Take the word yesterday, because it doesn't work with the heinous attack on our country. Say on our country. Want to say that?
No.
My only goal was to.
Meanwhile, you know, they're changing the prompter as he's watching, so but he can see that fine.
Yes. Yes.
But when he said defile, I can't see it. I can't see it.
Right. Right. He wants to say.
He's lying.
Yeah. He wants to say happy things to these people.
Does it work with the heinous attack on our country? Say on our country. Want to say that?
No.
My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote.
That was this weird, angry, and he did a point. He did. It was kind of. It was almost the dolphin move.
The hand dolphin.
It was almost hand dolphin, but he pointed.
Yeah.
On this one.
I've seen him do.
It's very weird.
I've seen him do this before. These hand weird, things.
These weird angry gestures.
To ensure the integrity of the vote. My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote.
That was a desk slam.
He's banging the desk. Listen, I. Cipollone said, all these people said at the hearing that all they wanted him to do was get on camera and say, hey, go home. Stop beating people.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Go home. That's all they wanted.
I don't want to say the election's over. I don't want to say the election's over. Don't make me say yes to the day.
I mean.
It's hard for me.
Even if this was, let's say this wasn't about the insurrection. This is just some dumb thing some that he had to do. I mean, are all his speeches like this that he recorded? Was everything like this on camera for him that he had to lay down first? I mean, you know, that he had to pre-record? Oh my God. What a. Ugh.
Well, was it Noel Kastler, the guy on Twitter, comedian, writer who worked on The Apprentice for years? He's the guy who says there's got to be tapes of Trump saying the N-word because we all watched it and heard him. But,
I mean, God.
He says it was a man baby.
I mean, it was interesting that they said in the hearing that one guy said at the end of the day, we were all just drained.
We were emotionally drained.
And then the person on the select committee was like, well, they were still engaged in hand-to-hand combat at the Capitol.
Little Marco is trending.
Oh yeah. What's he up to?
Because of what he said about the Respect for Marriage Act, the vote.
Yes.
The House passed it. and we need at least 10 senators. I think we had 7 last we heard. We're 4 to 7.
Yes.
That would vote for it. One person who already said he's not going to vote for it is one of our senators here. Oh. One of our great, wonderful, cuddly senators here in Florida, Marco Rubio.
I would rank listen, we have horrible politicians here, no doubt. And I'm going to include our representative. Worst.
Matt Gaetz.
The worst person in Florida is Matt Gaetz because he's a child rapist, allegedly. Then I'm going to go with Rick Scott because he's horrible. And then I'm going to go with DeSantis and then Rubio.
Rubio's the worst?
No. Rubio's the least worst out of all of them.
Oh, Matt Gaetz first.
Of course.
Rick Scott second.
Of course. DeSantis third, of course. Rubio
last. I would
last.
Put DeSantis second.
Above Rick Scott?
Rick Scott, yeah.
But what
I
about...
think DeSantis is doing a lot more damage just because he wants to run for president.
Right. Rick Scott was also...
Rick Scott wants to run for president, too.
Why does the planet think Florida needs to export politicians?
Any politician.
And leaders.
Yeah.
But, I mean, God... Maybe please take our oranges, whatever we grow.
Great oranges.
Please, we have the best meth in the country. Take that. But
want a gator? Come get one.
Yeah, please. Ian, come
an
get
an anaconda?
Come get these snakes. I'm for that. If anybody wants to come to Florida and take some of these snakes off our hands, please do so.
He said, I don't know why we're doing that bill. There's no threat to its status in America.
Yeah.
But I know plenty of gay people in Florida that are pissed off about gas prices.
Okay.
Marco Rubio.
Good point, Marco. Do you think he's got foam on the brain? Do you think he was in a foam party?
One too many.
And some bubbles.
Foam inhalations.
I got some bubbles caught in my hypothalamus. I'm stupid.
In the House, 47 whole Republicans joined the Democrats.
Yay!
To pass the Respect for Marriage Act, which
that's nice.
Remarkable.
Right.
6 Republicans from Florida voted for the bill.
Wow.
Including Representatives Kat Kamik, Mario Diaz-Balart, Carlos Jimenez, Brian Mast, Maria Elvira Salazar, and Mike Waltz.
Yay!
Notice our representative did not vote yes.
Right. Right. Well, who knows what he likes?
So we'll see what happens. The Senate's probably fucked, but we don't know.
Right.
They need 60 votes, obviously, because some twat is going to filibuster.
You know, do you think Val Demings would make a better senator than Marco?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Right. That's who I'm going to vote for.
Yeah. Val Kilmer would make a better senator.
Would he?
Sure. How could you beat being? I mean, I guess there's.
You know, Val Kilmer.
Worse overall senators.
But Val Kilmer.
Tommy Tuberville.
I know Val Kilmer's a little crazy, but people forget that he was in Top Gun. You know, people only think about Tom fucking Cruise. People forget that he played a Batman. Nobody liked his Batman. And people forget that he played Jeb Bush.
Yeah.
In a Saturday Night Live skit that was pretty fucking funny.
You said that Steve Harvey was dogging on
Herschel Walker
yesterday?
I think so, yeah.
Awesome.
Right, cause somebody there was being Herschel Walker, and somebody asked him about Warnock. He was like, I'm not in any war.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's Herschel Walker. How do you make fun of him? That guy didn't make any sense. Play the air thing again. Play the air thing again. I mean, it's crazy. The guy's nuts. It's so weird to think about the South.
And the thunder's crazy here right now. Yeah.
And all the leaders that, like, Tate Reeves.
Game I used to play, guy, was Russian roulette. People said, what? I said, yeah, you know, people come to my house want to compete against me. You're not worthy. You don't work like I work. And unless you can put this gun in your head, you ain't fearless like me.
Who's that?
That's Herschel.
When did he say that?
2019. My favorite game I used to play, guys, was Russian roulette.
I mean, you know, listen, I know that Hillary stored some emails at a server somewhere and it bothered a lot of people. We could have, I don't know, or you could vote Republicans. Vote for Republicans, everybody. It's fine. He's playing Russian roulette. Jeez.
Your constitutional rights.
Now think about this, because at one time, science said man came from apes. Did it not?
Every time I read or hear that, I think to myself, you just didn't read the same Bible I did.
Well, what this was interesting, though, if that is true, why are there still apes?
God, that one just causes me physical pain when people say that shit. It's just agonizing.
Trump Walker 2024. I guarantee fucking to you. Trump Walker 2024. Yes, no, absolutely.
It's Christy Noem.
Herschel Walker happens to be doing this in a state that is at the center of a criminal probe about an effort to overturn an election, and he would be in office ahead of the next presidential election. And that has really grave implications and complications I think we should be thinking about. There's a kind of comical element of some of his inarticulation, but there's some really serious concerns beneath that.
Yes, Jelani Cobb.
He's saying there's serious concerns. If Herschel Walker is elected senator, he has serious concerns.
So
me too.
The idiot dog barking in the background, she put the bone up on the recliner, and now she's barking at it because getting it for her.
I got it.
Don't get it for her. Is this the one?
Dad, you got rid of the pipeline. Get rid of the pipeline. Get rid of our energy. Start this downfall. Because we need energy for everything. Do y'all know that? And they were talking about the Green New Deal. You know, climate change. I'm going to help y'all with that real quickly. And I'm going to do it in the Wrightsville way. So you can understand what I'm saying. We, in America, have some of the cleanest air and cleanest water of anybody in the world.
Do we?
Don't know.
In Georgia? What about here?
I don't know. Yeah, parts of America do.
We, in America, have some of the cleanest air and cleanest water of anybody in the world.
Yes.
So what we do is we're going to put from the Green New Deal millions or billions of dollars cleaning our good air up. So all of a sudden, China and India ain't putting nothing in there cleaning that situation up. So all that bad air is still there. But since we don't control the air, our good air decided to float over to China. Bad air.
Our good air decided to go over to China's bad air.
If China sends any bad air over here, I'm shooting it. Right?
So all of a sudden, China and India ain't putting nothing in there cleaning that situation up. So all that bad air is still there. But since we don't control the air, our good air decided to float over to China, bad air. So when China gets our good air, their bad air got to move. So it moves over to our good air space.
Yeah. You know, that is a conversation. You could go to any bar in the South, sit, and you would hear that. You know, some dumb fuck would say that. And there would be someone else go, yeah, you're probably right. That makes a lot of sense. Drink, drink, drink. They're not in Congress, though. You know,
right, right. Senator.
It's a senator.
6 years.
Man, I worry about. I hope Raphael Warnock wins. What are the polls looking like?
See, there is a person wielding that weapon. You know, Cain killed Abel. And that's the problem that we have. And I said, what we need to do is look into how we can stop those things. You know, he talked about doing a disinformation. What about getting a department that can look at young men that's looking at women that's looking at just social media?
What about a department, I have the transcript, that can look at young men that's looking at women that's looking at social media?
I would love it. I want to see this animated. I want to see that animated. I think that's funny. Young men looking at young women looking at social media. Well, thank you for explaining that, Senator Walker. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Senator Walker.
Are you going to announce a run for president? Should we expect that soon?
Sure, he's just going to say fuck it. Bypassing Senate. That's Herschel.
Yay.
Walker. I'll start it because you said Steve Harvey was.
Oh, yeah, that's
was
right.
Was ripping on him.
Yeah, yeah. It was funny.
What's this? Oh.
The Democrats don't like me because I'm rich. I'm sorry that my parents were lazy on the couch all day waiting for handouts. I'm sorry that they built businesses and won championships, and now I can shop at Fendi and Givenchy.
This is Christian Walker.
This is his kid.
This is his response to, remember he took that picture talking about how shitty gas prices are.
Right.
Him standing in front of the pump, but he had an Effendi bag that's like a $5,000 bag
right.
or something hanging on his shoulder.
God, I mean, so if Herschel Walker is senator, then I don't know. What's his name? Christian Walker? He gets to go to all the...
She went and got it off the chair.
Oh, good job, dog.
She managed. Christian Walker.
Christian Walker gets to go to all the parties and all the political parties and stuff.
I
you know what I mean?
I guess. I don't know. You think they bring him to the Republican
events? I would. I mean, I'm listening. Listen, I don't know what Herschel Walker is going to say or if anybody's going to understand it. I mean, at least Christian Walker, yeah, okay, he's probably a Christian nationalist Nazi type. But I understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the idea. It's got to be the relationship with that family is that, I mean, Herschel Walker just seems.
I worked for the poor law enforcement. Y'all didn't know that either, did you? I spent time at Quantico at the FBI training schools. Y'all didn't know I was an agent.
Is that true? Was Herschel Walker an FBI agent?
Survey says.
Yes.
There we go.
Damn, Herschel. I thought you went to Quantico. You said that.
I worked for the poor law enforcement. Y'all didn't know that either, did you? I spent time at Quantico at the FBI training schools. Y'all didn't know I was an agent. I probably shouldn't tell y'all that. Y'all don't care. But anyway, yeah, I've been in law enforcement. So I grabbed my gun. I said,
I shouldn't tell you that. So he was a secret agent.
Oh, I see.
In case you didn't understand that, I don't know why you wouldn't. Why, you know, you might not.
You know,
it's perfect English. I worked for the law enforcement. Y'all don't know that either, did you?
Does it bother anyone that Hersh... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to finish. I spent time at Quantico at the FBI training school. Y'all didn't know I was an agent. I probably shouldn't tell you that. Y'all don't care.
Right, it's fine. I don't care. It's fine. You could tell me that or not tell me that. I don't care. The thing about it is, I would vote for Raphael Warnock because, I mean, Herschel Walker lies so easily.
Yeah, so did Trump.
Really, like this? I mean, did you hear what he just said? I went to Quantico. I was an FBI agent. Yeah, I was in law enforcement. I have a gun.
Y'all don't care. But anyway, I've been in law enforcement, so I grabbed my gun. I said, I will kill him.
What?
I've been in law enforcement before, so I grabbed my gun. I said, I will kill him.
The thing is, Republicans, find people less interesting.
So I grabbed my gun. I said, I will kill him. Herschel Walker, one of the highest control, I'm going to kill him. I got in David, one of my many. I took off on 183. And I still remember the voice of Herschel. People been disrespecting you all the time. People are always doing stuff to you. You never done nothing to nobody. And all of a sudden, this other voice of Herschel, your parents, and raised you. You're still here. No, they didn't. Yes, they did. I thought I was losing my mind.
No, you were.
What
you were. He's describing the voices in his head yelling at each other.
Did he jump in a car to drive somewhere?
He went to go kill somebody, yeah.
But
that he was angry with.
I don't understand. What did he say what kind of car he was?
He names his cars.
Yes. Oh, never mind then.
I got in the David, one of my many cars. I took off on.
I'm sorry I asked. I'm sorry. I get it.
Unless there's a car named David.
It's a car named David. He took off with his gun or in a mad rage. That's a bad quality to have, especially in somebody like a senator. Right, Shelby? Or
here's the end of this clip.
Okay.
No, they didn't. Yes, they did. I thought I was losing my mind. As I got closer and closer to where I was going to be meeting this guy, I started to pray. I said, Lord, I need some help right now. I said, I need you to help me. I said, I'm about to do something stupid right now. I need you to help me right now. I remember getting to this where I was going to meet him at. I got out of my car and I put my hand on my gun. As I was walking to this truck, before I could see the guy, I saw the sign on the back of his truck that said, Hunk, if you love Jesus. And that's what calmed me down.
Play that already? Did we already hear that?
I think a while ago.
I don't remember that. Yeah, that is
early,
so.
This is early Herschel.
Early Herschel. So what?
Not say, that early. 3 years ago.
What? It's good to know that what prevented this shooting was a bumper sticker that said "Honk if you love
Honk
Jesus."
If you love Jesus.
I'm cool with that. You're telling me if I put that bumper sticker all over the place, people will stop shooting?
Well, yeah.
That's the only thing that saved everyone there, by the way. And this is who wants to be your senator in Georgia.
Yes.
I mean.
Yeah. All the Democrats need to get Honk if you love Jesus stickers put on their doors.
Let's say that story's true. Is it?
Most of it not. Everything to do with the law enforcement is bullshit.
I mean, that's a disturbing story. I mean. I don't want to vote for somebody that's the problem with gun owners, right? Or people carrying their gun. It's like, you know, that if some altercation happens, you have the ultimate quote unquote decider.
Yeah.
And that makes you behave differently. I'm trying to make a case that Herschel Walker isn't a good Senate candidate.
Oh God. Oof.
I'm sorry.
It's a tough one.
I had my hand on my gun. Ugh. Great, Senator. Perfect. Yeah, yeah, that'll help. But he was disrespected.
He was. That's all he could think about.
I hate that too.
All he could think about.
You know, Herschel, it sucks to get disrespected, but you don't have to shoot up the place or wherever you're at.
Thoughts and prayers also.
Yay!
Everyone. Okay. To OAN News.
We'll look for you on the internet.
Because they may now be pretty much DOA. Satellite provider DirecTV dropped them previously from their lineup.
Big deal.
And now Verizon Fios.
Yes.
Currently the largest pay TV platform that still carried them.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry, guys.
Announced yesterday afternoon that it was unable to come to terms with the network's owners on a new agreement.
Damn!
And would no longer be carrying the channel after this month.
Oh, shit. Well, listen, that's okay. Put the thing on a website, right? Just like True News.
Yeah, good luck.
Just like, what else is out there? Just like Cat Kerr's on a website on the internet?
Probably. Well,
there's
you know,
plenty
you
of
got
room
Breitbart,
for you guys.
You've got, what's Tucker Carlson's former
Daily
Caller?
Yeah. The cum bucket of radio. You can also, I mean, you know, you can go on 4chan and post links to your network on bulletin boards.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Probably already are, but
right,
different
right.
Bulletin boards.
Jeez. You guys at OAN should look at this as an opportunity. And don't be upset. You're just on the internet. Just like crab diving.
Verizon said, since we were unable to reach an agreement, or it says and the negotiations were focused on economics, as they always are, but OAN failed to agree to fair terms.
Right.
So they're removing them from the lineup. The following DirecTV's decision to drop the pro-Trump channel, depriving OAN of its biggest revenue stream by far, the channel went through an existential crisis. It dealt with a, and I argue about the use of this word.
Okay.
Besides dealing with a talent exodus.
An exodus? The talent is leaving OAN at a biblical fucking scale. What is their, where is their talent going? Let's get a rundown.
Talent.
Let's see where they're going. Have they left?
That's the word I have problems with.
Who has left since they lost their deal with Verizon? Who are the traitors?
Well, Chanel Rion, I think, scurried away.
Chanel Rion left. Shame.
And employee morale dropped, Ryan.
They're sad at the Nazi network, guys.
They also face billion-dollar lawsuits over the election lies that they spread.
Oh, shit. Jeez.
It's even while the network has lobbed attacks at Verizon as the deal was about to expire, the CEO was begging other cable companies to pick up the struggling channel.
Begging.
And he's the guy, you remember, that lied on Twitter. He tweeted that Elon Musk was thinking about buying it.
Oh, yes.
And Elon Musk responded, yes. No, I'm not.
Wait. Get Elon Musk interested.
He tried. It failed.
Right. Well, right.
Meanwhile, the network's hosts have urged viewers to dig up dirt on executives of the companies that are dropping OAN.
Hey, I mean, that's
not exactly. This is Daily Beast. Not exactly helping the CEO's cause trying to attract new customers.
Oh, look, the people that used to have you, you're digging up dirt on them. Come to our network, please. Just get on the internet. Get OAN.com. Look, you know. That's what you have to do, right?
So sorry. They're fucked.
I'm sorry, guys. It's tough. That's bad news,
after
I guess.
DirecTV axed them, the channel was only estimated to be making about $550,000 a month from pay TV carriage fees, most coming from Verizon, and now that is bye-bye.
Damn! Oh, shit!
The only cable provider in the U.S. still offering OAN...
Zero.
Nope, there's one.
Oh, Cox?
Is Alaska-based General Communications, Inc. Unfortunately for OAN, GCI is only available in a little over 100,000 households and is looking to completely ditch streaming.
Okay.
Or ditch cable for streaming anyway.
Damn. So some little network ran out of a shack in Nome, Alaska, is ejaculating out OAN still.
It is available on two little-known digital platforms.
Okay. What are they?
VIFGO, V-I-F-G-O.
Oh, okay.
And Cloud TV, word, but Cloud with a K, like clan.
Like KKK, yeah. Perfect. Well, there you go. That's where you can find these dumb fucks. What are they going to play at all the dive bars now? A lot of bars here, I used to play OAN, man, at night.
Here?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, right.
Oh, that's distressing.
Oh, yeah.
One network insider said OAN has recently made a push to concentrate on online content that will go viral on social media.
Oh, good idea.
Suggesting the network strategy is to pivot to digital. Another staffer said everybody's, quote, trying to leave as soon as possible.
I love that. They're pivoting to digital. It's no, they're not.
They have no other choice.
That's it. There's no pivot. They're pivoting. The other pivot would be to stand out on a corner with a megaphone and yell.
Wow.
I'm pivoting to digital, guys. Fuck you.
Very sad.
Yeah. OAN.
Meanwhile, Fios announced that they signed a contract to continue to offer Newsmax.
What?
So a real kick in the nethers to OAN.
What? Is Newsmax bigger?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So what? They're probably making some money.
Newsmax is still out there.
Wasn't Newsmax the one that reluctantly called Biden president-elect after the certification in December?
Yes. We love you.
So, you know, maybe they're slightly less crazy. But there's that Stenchfield or whatever. Yeah. He's batshit.
That guy's dude. That guy's Fox, I thought. That no, Gutfeld is Fox.
Gutfeld, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yipper, yipper.
Got my bigots mixed up.
Faith, there's so many to choose from.
That's right, Pat.
Faithless Friday. Yay. Oh, also news in that same vein.
Did Newsmax show the hearings?
I don't know. I don't know. I doubt it. There is a group, media watchdog, called NewsGuard,
right?
That puts out rankings and scores for news organizations.
Okay,
as far as how good they are.
What is ours?
I don't know that we've been 69. Evaluated.
69.
NewsGuard has now revised down the scores for both Fox News and MSNBC.
Damn!
They're saying that MSNBC, like Fox, quote, does not gather and present information responsibly.
Okay.
NBC's score is now 5 points lower than the conservative Fox News. What is going on there?
Well, what is NewsGuard would be my question. I mean, you know, how are you supposed to present the story of the insurrection in a non-biased way where you're not throwing shade at the Republicans, you know, the party that perpetrated it? That's the problem.
In its updated review, NewsGuard fact-checked MSNBC videos and articles which made false or unsubstantiated claims that, for example, Kenosha shooter Kyle Rittenhouse carried a gun across state lines, and that the New York Post's acquisition of Hunter Biden's laptop was the product of a Russian intelligence operation.
So they're saying those two things are not factual.
Yes.
Okay.
NewsGuard now sanctions MSNBC on the same credibility criteria it wrote Fox up for. Not meeting standards for publishing corrections, disclosing its liberal political stance, and gathering and presenting information responsibly. MSNBC has long been an opinion network.
Right. And I think...
Right?
Right. I think where we're at here is...
Go ahead.
I saw an article about this, and the thing is, it sounds like these people are both sidesing it. And we always think of conservatives and Republicans. We grade them on a curve. You know what I mean? Like when they do something that's not remotely heinous, they get blowjobs and applause. And we're like, oh, you guys did good. You're not trying to tear the country down. And if you're going to report on them and you're just saying what they said, I mean, yeah, it's going to be biased because they're doing heinous things. This it's not an equal side.
Foxnews.com.
Yes.
Now remember, we're also, I don't know if that we're talking about, I guess we are talking about the networks. They lowered that.
Okay.
For not responsibly handling the separation of news and opinion.
Okay.
NewsGuard generates revenue by selling access to its own ratings.
Oh, I see.
Consumers can pay a subscription for access to the full reviews detailing how far news sites uphold basic journalistic standards. It's a for-profit company, also sells its ratings to advertisers concerned about placing branded material on sites that publish false information.
Right.
You're placing ads.
Yes.
You can subscribe to their service and see if a website that you were thinking of placing your ad on is a shitty site or not.
Right.
According to
criteria. And if you're that website, you sign up for this service so people can. No, you sign up for the service.
You're the ad person checking out the website, the news site or whatever. So I don't know. It seems a little both sidesery.
Yeah, and that's not a thing that exists right now. What's the other side? Oh, yeah, the Nazis. Okay.
So that was a strange news. The Fox News I saw had gotten nerfed in this in this criteria, you know, in this this group's listings, and then MSNBC right after.
It's just tough. I mean, I don't know how you're supposed to report on news in an unbiased fashion now.
Right. Right. Because everything's so hyperpartisan. There's yeah. Literally no issue.
And it's hyperpartisan.
It's not somehow hyperpartisan.
It's hyperpartisan because the Republicans are fucking insane. And there's just no other way to look at it. You know? I mean, they're fucking bananas. They're racist. They're bigots. They're subjugating women. I mean, it's endless, the shit they're into. They're fucking wacko.
Oh, boy. Lauren Boebert ringing in on Steve Bannon's conviction.
Yes.
Steve Bannon is the latest in a long line of politically motivated convictions under the Biden regime. They know Steve is a prominent leader in our movement and are trying to silence him by any means. This regime is the most crooked in American history. Biden!
Well,
Biden!
Let me tell you something. They are doing the opposite of trying to silence him. They subpoenaed him so he could come and tell his story to the select committee, and he told them to fuck off.
Yes.
So he was actually silencing himself by not telling his fucking story, Boberty Lee.
Boberty Lee.
Yeah. Has she packed up her restaurant yet? With her dumb husband.
I don't know when their lease runs out. So
yeah. Is the select committee going to talk to any of these Republican Congress people that might have had a hand in this insurrection? I mean, I want to hear from Boberty Lee. I want to hear from Marjorie Taylor Greene, right? Josh Howley.
We are outside the Ark Encounter in Kentucky. This is a life-size recreation of a fictional Bible story that everyone here believes is true. So it says Noah was 600 years old when he did this. How were they able to? How was he able to live that long? People like barely live to 100 now.
Well, that's nowadays, but in those days, they lived for a very long time.
Oh, these two Stepford morons that are there. In those days, they lived for a very long time.
That makes sense. This guy's got a good point, but how? Like, they didn't have penicillin.
It's bullshit.
Oh, they're lying. That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
And apparently, Noah built this, put all the animals on Earth, including dinosaurs, into this boat, and then floated around for a while, and we are all descendants of Noah. It really is a truly unbelievable story that should not be believed.
There you go.
Boy, I tell you, this guy, people save up to go to the Ark Encounter, and this liberal's gonna shit on my trip. Don't tell me it's lies. God, imagine going to the Ark Encounter. That means you believe that shit. Or you're like, I want to go on the wire slide, right?
Yeah, don't they believe it, I think.
They have a petting zoo?
I don't think it's that exciting. Yeah, yeah.
So when it comes to witchcraft, I ain't playing any games. I ain't making any more mistakes with witchery.
Greg Locke, everybody.
How's that? Now, that clip is from yesterday.
A couple days ago.
Oh, is he made no more mistakes?
I don't have a new clip. He probably does Wednesday nights, right?
Right. I wonder if he's made any mistakes with witchery since.
Is that when the Protestants have their midweek?
Yeah, they do Wednesday night. Wednesday night supper! Come on out here! Don't bring no brooms. Get on out of here.
There was an article recently put into the ADL website about me, and I kind of mentioned it the other night. But I wanted to read some of the things that was said real quick, all right?
Okay.
So this is one of these hate preachers that preaches that gays should be killed and shit.
Right.
Aaron Thompson, and he's upset that the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League.
Yes.
That puts out the ratings when they call hate groups.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably designated him
right.
as a hate group or a hate preacher. And he's upsetty pants about that. So he's going to read some of it.
website about me, and I kind of mentioned it the other night, but I wanted to read some of the things that it was said real quick, all right? It says, in response, this is what the article says, in response to the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade, pastors affiliated with the New Independent Fundamental Baptist New IFB movement are advocating...
Fundamental Baptist New IFB movement. What does that mean?
That means head for the hills. Get the fuck out of there. Run, run, run as fast as you can. That's some crazy Old Testament, we're looking for snakes kind of bullshit. They're burning their face. They're going nuts.
They're
lunatics. I mean, that, you know, the longer and more involved the name of the church, I think the crazier they tend to be. what is the name again?
Is it New Simplified Bible? Is that what he's talking about?
The New Simplified Bible. We dumbed it down for you.
Pastors affiliated with the New Independent Fundamental Baptist New IFB movement are...
Fundamental Baptist New IFB.
Movement.
Was it B or P?
I thought IFP movement. Fundamental by Baptist.
Oh, here we go.
IFB.
IFB. Independent Fundamental Baptists.
Jeez. That sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it?
Are a group that started within the greater Baptist denominations in the late 19th to early 20th century.
Oh.
At the time, many Baptist denominations were moving away from biblical inerrancy and other conservative beliefs, leading many local churches to withdraw from denominational affiliation to take the independent label. So people were saying, you know, you shouldn't beat your wife anymore. Right. That ain't biblical. We're leaving. We're independent.
Right. So these are people.
So these are ones that thought the 19th century Baptists weren't crazy enough.
Right. Oh, so they wanted to beat their wives.
They made their own independent fundamental Baptist.
To get crazy.
And that's why we have this, what I'm playing now.
Advocating for the state-sanctioned execution of people who perform or get abortions. Well, you know, morality is not subjective.
That's not true.
Right. It's not true.
It is subjective.
And also, I mean, he says when they're performing abortion, he makes it sound, when these people are talking about abortion, they make it sound like, I don't know, like they don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
It just loads. They're performing an abortion. Okay.
Morality is 100% subjective.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a lot.
Of course.
Morality is not subjective.
Wrong.
There's a lot of things that are subjective in this life, but when you pre-plan a murder, you are premeditating, which is first-degree murder, even by definition of law by this country. It's not subjective. So, yes, I did say that. You know, and I'll say it again. If someone premeditates to murder their own child, they should be put to death, period.
The mother that gets an abortion should be put to death.
Well, they think that, though. I mean, this isn't it. Do you think that is among the maniacs, among the maggots, if you went to a Trump rally and you put this question to people, should this be the case? Should this happen if someone gets an abortion? Should they be put to death? You think they'd say yes?
Fuck yes.
How many out of 10 would say yes? All of them.
Seven.
They're
eight.
At a rally. They're at a Trump rally.
All of them would say.
What am I thinking?
Period. So I don't understand, you know, breaking news. Baptist pastor believes that murder should be punishable by death. Yeah, I thought everybody believed that. It's like they just, you know, they want to throw in the queers every time, of course, because, you know, they're a bunch of fag hags, basically. Yeah. I mean, what else would you call it? They're mad because we believe the truth. Listen, it's been the law for thousands of years. Nobody's liked homos in the past. And once a nation starts to...
That's utterly not true. There are many cultures that didn't give a rat's fuck.
Right, right. And homosexuality is not mentioned in the Bible, right?
Arguably.
Does Jesus say,
man? Well, it's the Old Testament.
Yeah, Jesus
Leviticus
said
shit.
Women and women shouldn't fuck. Does it say that?
No, but they seize on somewhere where Jesus said when a man goes off and marries a woman or something, and they're like, right. See, he didn't say or marries a man.
But that's your fucking faith.
God didn't make Adam and Steve, Ryan.
But we don't live in a... Wait. We do live in a theocracy. We absolutely live in a theocracy. Sure. No, thanks to SCOTUS, we're there. I think we're there. If they get, they're getting rid of Roe because of religious bullshit.
You know, they want to throw in the queers every time, of course, because, you know, they're a bunch of fag hags, basically. I mean, what else would you call it? They're mad because we believe the truth. Listen, it's been the law for thousands of years. Nobody's liked homos in the past. And once a nation starts to become this big homo-loving country or world domination, world power, what happens to them? They end up getting smoked.
What?
So first he says no one's liked homos in the past.
Right.
Then he says, well, these great civilizations that started liking homos, they got smoked.
We're going to get smoked. We're a big homo-loving nation, aren't we?
Like, that's the reason.
We're getting smoked. We're getting smoked by climate change, you fuck.
There you go. There's that.
It's not gay people.
There you go. A lot of Christians like that out there.
We're getting smoked in this country because a lot of these people have this fascination with Sky God, and they're Christian nationalists, and they're doing lots of bad shit.
Yes.
You're voting like shit.
I don't know if you've seen this at all. A couple days ago, there was this...
Getting smoked.
Greta Van Susteren is somewhere on television. I don't know where she is.
Right.
Something called The Record with Greta. Here is, this is, add to your thoughts and prayers list.
Okay.
Add Alan Dershowitz.
Jeez.
Constitutional attorney.
Right.
And former frequenter.
Oh, this is the Epstein's guy.
Fuck Island.
Okay.
And fuck Air.
Right.
Nymphet Air.
Right.
And who also fervently defended Trump. With some bizarre with the first impeachment.
Yeah.
Somehow his argument was akin to saying that Trump couldn't have been coercing Zelensky into giving shit, creating shit, inventing shit, lying about shit on Biden.
Right.
Because he sincerely thought he was helping the country by getting himself reelected.
Is that called right-wing nut job brain jujitsu?
You know, it's like intent. Like he was like, you can't prove it's intent that he was trying to break the law. He's trying to help the country by breaking the law.
Right.
But Alan Dershowitz has since been pissing and moaning and crying that he's no longer welcome at the dinner parties on the Hamptons, Ryan.
Is he in trouble or does he just...
Oh, I think he was being investigated for some shit.
Okay.
But here he is. Thoughts and prayers.
Right.
I wrote my book on the price of principle. You're right. I have been punished severely. I can't speak at the library in Martha's Vineyard. I can't speak in the synagogue in Martha's Vineyard. I can't speak in the community center. I have been silenced by people who don't want to hear my perspective because I defended the Constitution on behalf of President Trump. No. That's today's America.
No, you defended Trump with a twisted interpretation of the Constitution because Trump probably has the goods on you being balls deep in a 17-year-old, 16-year-old, 15-year-old on the same flight that he was on one with.
Don't you think he can't speak at those places because of that? His association with Epstein? I mean, isn't that it?
Well, yeah, and and Trump, who cares? Those rich liberals on Martha's Vineyard don't want to hear your bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well.
I mean,
I can't speak anymore.
No, Alan, you can. You just have to go somewhere else. You have to find some trolls that like you. Right?
Poor Alan.
Yeah.
They really, it's the that's why they hate this cancel culture, whatever. When they're rightfully shunned.
Yes.
For horrific views or acts or shit they've said.
Right.
They whine and piss and moan and say, you're canceling me. You're canceling me. It's just fucking exhausting. And from the top down, these conservative piss babies.
And the canceling thing is like, listen, you do or you say something people don't like, then, you know, I don't know. Like, people don't go see your movies. They don't buy your books. They don't listen to your songs. Yeah. They don't. It's not like they're canceled. It's just like they don't want you anymore.
Daily
I mean, are we not supposed to let anything affect us?
Daily Beast says, Alan Dershowitz wants everyone to know he's been blackballed on Martha's Vineyard. And the emeritus Harvard law professor apparently will not stop talking about it until all of America has heard his sob story.
Jesus.
The longtime attorney and Jeffrey Epstein pal has spent the last few years grumbling about the treatment he's endured during his regular stays in the exclusive playground of the ultra wealthy.
Sounds like you have to go somewhere else, right?
Right.
No Trumpies, no Epstein folks. Not welcome, I guess.
You know where Van Susteren is? She's on Newsmax.
Oh, come on.
She used to be like a respected journalist, and now she's on Newsmax.
I bet, you know. Well, I don't know. I mean.
Because that's where he was on her show.
Newsmax.
On Newsmax.
That's still on TV.
Yes. Okay. Well, yes.
Right.
Cable. There you go. Keep Alan Dershowitz in your.
Newsmax must be getting a big bump because OAN's off, right? So they're inheriting their audience?
I mean, I guess.
Did OAN have an audience?
But if people are watching OAN because they think Newsmax is too woke, then.
Do people have that? Do people have that understanding of cable news? Do they think OAN is the craziest or they like best and then Newsmax and then Fox, right? And then nothing else. I guess they can't tolerate anything else.
Well, I guess they can't even tolerate Fox, really.
What a tiny world then they must live in. And I'm the snowflake. I'm the snowflake. And the only thing you can watch is Fox, but not even that because it's not crazy enough.
Well, you know. How you can get off this world, Ryan, is with your very own personal Star Cruiser.
Oh, okay. How much?
I think you may have addressed this one time before my first question. I'm going to ask. So didn't you say if you looked up in the sky in heaven, there's all kinds of transports and people going? Am I remembering that correctly?
You mean in heaven?
Yeah, in heaven.
Oh, yeah. Lots of activity, the transports, all types of transports in heaven. You get your own, I call a star, you know, star cruiser. You get your own, it runs on light, and it's right there by your mansion. So some people really.
You get your own star cruiser made of light right by your own mansion in heaven.
You know, Kat, I have a question. We saw those pictures from the telescope, from the James Webb telescope. I didn't see heaven on there. Did you see heaven? I saw Jupiter.
Well, it's all, it's, you know.
Saturn?
It's not, you can't see it.
Well, that, you can't see it even with that telescope.
No, you have to die first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, lots of activity, the transports, all types of transports in heaven. You get your own, I call a star, you know, star cruiser. You get your own, it runs on light, and it's right there by your mansion. So some people really like still to just get in something and take yourself there. Some people just love that. Some people want to step through the portals and be there because they just want to get to the activity or whatever's going on. You get to choose in heaven. You don't get just one way.
Well, I guess if you take a transport, then you're seeing the sights along the way, right?
Oh, do tell us about some of the sights
you
might see along the way, Kat.
Can we have a list of pharmaceuticals these people are on?
Transport, then you're seeing the sights along the way, right?
Yes, that's right.
That would be how it would have its advantages. you take your time and see different parts ahead. If you say, no, I just want to get there, you're there. I see that. You can choose.
There's beams of light that travel around heaven. They are specifically beams of light made to transport.
Oh, okay.
And it's like you can, there's different places you go, almost like a bus stop.
Oh.
Almost like a bus stop. It's the only thing I can equate it to, but it's not on the ground. Oh. It goes through the air.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, okay. Why can't you just think yourself there? Why do you need portals and
I don't know.
And all this shit.
That's a good question. That's nice. I mean, I'm telling you something. I
get your own Star Cruiser.
The kind of mass transit I want's in heaven. I didn't know that.
Right.
We don't. Right. If they can do high speed light rail.
What kind of socialism bullshit is that?
Yeah. You can just get wherever you're going on this free light train next to your mansion.
How is it all paid for?
That's a good point. Who runs it? Who maintains the portal system? There must be something. Who cuts my heaven grass?
So conservatives are saying we should all suffer because of their bullshit in this life. And then everybody gets socialism when we're all dead. If you go to their God's heaven.
Well, you're not dead. You're in heaven, right? What does that mean?
Well, after you're dead from this life.
No, okay. You're saying, why can't we do that here?
I'm saying it doesn't make sense usual.
Well, no, it does, because you get to have the nice socialist heaven, but first you have to suffer capitalism. You have to suffer, improve yourself.
Right, I guess.
Isn't that their point? Like,
build back better.
Yeah, you got to build back better, you got to clean air, and you have to suffer to prove yourself to get into heaven, to Jeebusville.
We have this clip. We only got a few minutes left here.
Yay.
The big old show.
Right.
This is unreal.
And Christians will literally share these articles and say, like, oh, I don't like this church. Did you hear what the ADL had to say about them? What, a bunch of liars?
They're really mad about this ADL article that came out about this Baptist, independent Baptist bullshit.
But this is the Anti-Defamation League, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there must be something they're upset about, the ADL.
The rampant homophobia, anti-Muslim and anti-Semitic
stuff. Yeah.
And Christians will literally share these articles and say, like, oh, I don't like this church. Did you hear what the ADL had to say about them? What, a bunch of liars? A bunch of antichrists? You know, synagogue of Satan? Devil worshipers? Why would I ever cite them against a Christian for any reason? Oh, I saw you're a hate group according to a bunch of Jews. Well, I hope so.
I saw you're a hate group according to a bunch of Jews. Well, I hope so.
Is this guy, I think, for that comment, sir, that you were going to lose your privileges for the light train for 1 week. That's anti-Semitic.
This is Baptist preacher Jonathan Shelley.
Jonathan.
This is the guy I think who got kicked out.
Is he getting a laugh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. This is the guy I think who got kicked out of his church because the landlords didn't like his bullshit.
Yeah.
So he had to move.
Yeesh.
Oh, I saw you're a hate group according to a bunch of Jews. Well, I hope so. Did they not hear the sermon? I'll send them a copy. But, you know, they also say on their site it's really important that they defend that the 2020 election wasn't stolen. I'm trying to make sure this sermon can't be on YouTube, okay? Why is it so important that they make sure that the 2020 election was not considered stolen? I'll give you a couple reasons. Janet Yellen, Merrick Garland, Alejandro Mayorkas, Avril Haines, Ron Klain, Anthony Blinken, Wendy Sherman,
what is this?
Victoria Nuland,
okay.
Eric Lander, David Cohen.
Does he just have...
Oh, that was just all Jews that Biden put in his cabinet.
Does he have a list of Jewish people in the Biden administration?
Those are the Jews in the Biden administration.
Hey, what's your point?
I think we know what his point is.
I wonder why a bunch of Jews that just happen to get into our government through Biden want to make sure that nobody believes that it was a fraudulent election. Because it was a fraudulent election. And you say, I wonder who's behind that. China? Russia, Jews.
My God.
I mean,
this is.
It's insane. It's Hitler.
Germany circa 1930
really
shit.
I mean,
yeah.
The guy, he's like, it's a joke. He got a laugh. That's disturbing
a bunch of
to me.
From a bunch of nasty white fucks.
Boy, be careful out there, everybody.
Russia, Jews. How about 9/11?
Oh, sure.
Now think about it. And then, of course, on their site, they say we have to fight against, you know, 9/11 truthers. Why? Why are they so against these things? Because they're the ones behind it.
Who's behind 9/11?
The Jews are, behind 9/11, yeah.
See,
yeah.
Hey, asshole, whoever the fuck this is, that's a problem with your anti-Semitism. Just think about it from, like, if every story you tell, the punchline is, it's the Jews.
Yeah.
That's going to get repetitive, right? You got to switch up your hate.
Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, over at Rick Wiles.
Rick Wiles is going to be mad because this guy's, yeah. Well, no, he's stealing his jokes. That's his space.
Now think about it.
No, I think there's.
Now think about it.
It seems like there's enough.
You think there's
enough
plenty
of an audience, right? frighteningly enough in this Nazi country to go around.
How sad.
And then, of course, on their site, they say we have to fight against, you know, 9/11 truthers. Why? Why are they so against these things? Because they're the ones behind it. Now, I can't prove this, but I even heard that a lot of Jews didn't show up at the Twin Towers on 9/11.
Oh.
I wonder why.
I can't prove this. I can't prove this. I mean, but you're going to say something.
Right.
Insane.
I have no evidence. He literally said, I don't have any evidence.
Let's say, okay, let's just entertain this fucking idiot for a second. What happened then? Was every Jewish person contacted? We're going to get the tower tomorrow. Don't go to work. Wouldn't there be evidence? It's like these people.
So we got this shit going around sowing discord in our church right now. I mean, right now, today, on Johnny on the spot. And she better not be under this tent because I done told her don't come back. We'll call the law on you. We ain't playing your games. Your witchcraft, divination nonsense. Sending out text messages that, oh, I just want y'all to know how much I love Pastor Locke, and I'm covering him with the blanket of God's anointing. He's God's anointed man, but his wife, oh, she's a Jezebel, and I want to get a private meeting with him to tell him all about. I bet you do, you hooker.
Jeez. Gosh, Greg, do you think...
Worth the price of admission every show, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Does he think this... Does he think the Jezebel is coming on to him?
Apparently.
Is that what he's saying?
Do you, hooker?
Well, you are a big star.
I'm not playing your perverted, wicked vibe. You think you're going to put my heart against my wife? You have lost your ever-loving mind. You can pack your dirty duds and leave anytime you jolly well want to. I ain't playing your Jezebel games. Sending text messages all over the church. I ain't having it. You ain't going to get me alone. You ain't going to get me in a room with people in it. I ain't playing that mess. Y'all understand me? I got a wife I'm in love with. Oh,
man, I tell you.
So
I'm waiting for the tape of Greg Locke at the truck stop.
Oh, yeah.
And, you're not going to.
So I'm just saying, y'all start getting some of them text messages. Y'all better shut that nonsense down. People stupid sometimes.
Oh. But
what is going on?
I don't know.
So the witches are back, and they're trying to take over the menfolk.
But maybe she's got info on the wife.
She must.
And she doesn't want to fuck him. She wants to give him this info. And she sent... Because why would she send text messages all around telling everybody, I want to fuck the pastor? She's telling everybody, oh, he doesn't know what his wife is up to.
Yes.
And now he's covering for the wife.
Where is this guy located, Greg Locke? Where is he?
Kentucky.
I think we need to send Richard Engel down there. Figure it out.
I'm just saying. Y'all start getting some of them text messages. Y'all better shut that nonsense down.
Damn.
People stupid sometimes. Oh, if pastor could only see how much she'll be the downfall of his ministry. Sounds to me like you've been the downfall of a few ministries. You better get out in Jesus' name.
You know.
So, Just thought I'd share that. That's it.
Just bang the microphone.
You better get
desk.
Out in Jesus' name. I'm listening to him, and I'm like, he could do Shakespeare if he was his. You
sure.
Know, I mean, he's got the voice for it and the diction and the volume and the energy. It's too bad he's just a dumb fucking.
Oh, just thought I'd share that. That's it, you know. I love my wife.
Yeah.
You talk about me all you want to. You call my wife a Jezebel, you can get out and go to another church that'll tolerate that nonsense. And you can go somewhere else and sleep.
See, you call my wife a Jezebel. He just admitted.
Right.
That she called his wife a Jezebel.
Yeah. So.
So it ain't. It ain't. She wants to get him alone and fuck him.
Right. He wants.
She's sending texts saying he should know what his wife is up to.
Wait.
Kind of thing.
In my First Amendment says I can call Greg Locke's wife a Jezebel. Can I?
Not in his church. Get the fuck out in Jesus' name.
I mean, can he kick somebody out of his church?
Get out in Jesus' name. He just did.
Followed a few ministries, and you better get out in Jesus' name.
There you go. See?
Jeez.
So, just thought I'd share that. That you know.
What is he beating there?
He tapped the microphone on the lectern.
Of my wife.
You want to see it?
Yeah. You know. I love my wife.
Wait, oops.
Ministries, you better get out in Jesus' name. So, just thought I'd share that. That you know.
I don't know what that means.
You know what I love means? My wife.
I would. Microphones are.
You talk about me all you want to. You call my wife a Jezebel, you can get out and go to another church that'll tolerate that nonsense. And you can go somewhere else and sleep with some pervert pastor, but you ain't getting in my house and you ain't getting in my marriage and you ain't getting back in this tent till you repent and get right with God. And that's all there is to that.
There you go.
Holy shit, man.
That's part of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
At the Greg Locke extravaganza.
God, that guy is something else, boy. He is a horrible Christo-fascist showman.
We'll leave you with that, everyone. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern every weekday. Don't forget we're always available at your favorite podcasting app or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. Check out his Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook. It's at Rated R Comedy, or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking weekend, everybody. Have a good one.
And TT. Oh, sorry. FN.
I just say yesterday is such a hard word.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.